الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على النبي بعده. أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: سل من قطعك وأعط من حرمك واعف عمن ظلمك، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected ulama, brothers in Islam, young friends, sisters listening at home, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is our belief that the day is to come when everything will perish. All humans, all jinn, all malaika, the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will perish, and there will remain no one except the creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our belief, this is our aqidah. Kullu man 'alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect all of his creation, the jinn, the human, the malaika, the animals, the fishes, the insects. Every creation will be resurrected. And all will be gathered together for one purpose: reckoning. The day of reckoning. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said: لا تزول قدم ابن آدم يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن خمس. No human will be able to move from his place until he answers five questions. عن عمره فيما أفنى. Where did you spend your life? وعن شبابه فيما أبدى. Where did you spend your youth? وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اِكْتَسَبَهُ. From where did you earn your wealth? وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. Where did you spend your wealth? وَعَمَّا عَمِلَ فِيمَا عَلِمْ. And how much did you practice the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you? This day is to come, my friend. And each and every individual will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except for very a few individuals who will not even have to appear in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include all of us from this group. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that 70,000 people from my ummah will be granted entry into Jannah without even appearing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ukasha ibn Mihsan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very intelligent companion. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the statement that 70,000 people from my ummah will be granted entry into Jannah without having to appear in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as he heard this statement, he got up from his place and he said, "Oh Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, make dua for me that Allah includes me from this group." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave him glad tidings. "Oh Uqtasha, anta minhum, you are from this group." Except for these a few individuals, 70,000, compared to the millions and the billions and the trillions people that will be there, 70,000, only a few individuals. Except for these a few individuals, each and every person will have to appear in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then these people will be divided into two categories. One category will only appear, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him forgiveness, entry into Jannah without checking his book of deeds. This in the terminology of Sharia is known as al-ard. This is one group. And the other group will be brought to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take account of each and every detail that is in the book of deeds. From the time he became baligh until he breathed his last, each and every second will be accounted for. In the terminology of Sharia, this hisab is known as munakasha. So on the day of Qiyamah, the people will be divided into three categories. First category will enter into Jannah without any hisab, without any reckoning. The second category will be brought to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not check the book of deeds, and he will say, "Okay, you can go in Jannah. Okay, you can also go in Jannah. You go in Jannah also. Look at you, Allah. This is Arab. This is also Hitab. This is also reckoning. But this is known as Arab. And another name for this is Hitab Yatim. Light reckoning. Easy reckoning." And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam told the Ummah to make this dua: "Allahumma hasibni hisaban yaseera." O Allah, when you reckon me on the day of Qiyamah, reckon me lightly. Because hisab is imminent, except for these a few individuals. If hisab is imminent, and if it is divided into two categories, one is the light hisab, and one is the real reckoning, real hisab, then O Allah, I ask from you a light reckoning, easy reckoning, where I will have to only appear in the court, and you out of your mercy will say, "Oh my servant, I have forgiven you, go in Jannah." So this is known as Arab, and it is also known as Hitabi Yatid. And the third category will be accounted for each and every second of their life. We seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this reckoning. This is known as Munakasha. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Man mutisha faqad halak." The person who has been brought for reckoning, not the life reckoning, the real reckoning, reckoning of each and every detail of his life, جايبينها في زاوية الفارج تيجي النار هي بتقوم جنة. بس من الله سبحانه وتعالى تيك اكونت اوف سمبودي، من الله سبحانه وتعالى تشيك دي لايف اوف سمبودي. هاو ويل هي بي ايبل تو جوين جنة؟ من ذو كشا فقد هلك. The one who is stopped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first category will go without any reckoning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only through His sheer mercy grant us this honor. And if this honor is not decreed for us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reckon us with a very light reckoning. The first group will go without any reckoning, without appearing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second group will appear in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you just pass. Okay, you go. You can go. Just carry on. Go in Jannah. Go, you may go. And where Allah says stop, man nuki shafakad halak. Whoever is stopped and whoever is accounted for his life, he will definitely perish. There is no way he can go in Jannah. The person who will be stopped, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will check each and every detail of his life. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. Each person will find his book of deeds in front of him. All of them. All the three categories. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابًا كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly or through the angels will say, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابًا. Read your book of deeds. Read your biography. This is your biography. Read your biography. Right from the time you reach the age of puberty, right from the time you have become balig until you breathe in your last, each and every item has been recorded. Ittara kitab. Read your biography. Read your book of deeds. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. There is no need for anybody to reckon you today. You yourself is the judge and you yourself is the jury. Just flip through your book. Look through your book of deeds. And you will come to the conclusion very easily whether you deserve Jannah or Jahannam. Because you will not be able to deny anything. Everything is there in black and white. When this person will flip through his book of deeds, he will say, مَالِ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. This book is astonishing. I can't believe it. It has recorded each and every minute detail of my life. What I did in the darkness of the night is recorded here. The firm resolutions and intentions I made to commit sin. But something or other prevented me from committing those sins. They are also recorded here. Those intentions are recorded here. It has the minutest detail of my life. Mali has it. Very astonishing book. لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا. They will find in that book of deed everything that they had done, everything, every good, every bad. فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى. An atom of good is also there, an atom of evil is also there. يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء تود لو ان بينها وبينه امدا بعيدا. When this person will see his book of deed and he will flip through this book of deed and then he will come to this conclusion that this book of deed has recorded everything. Every single thing, every good, every evil. And when he will come to this conclusion that I am doomed, He himself will say to himself, I wish I was far, far away from this day of Allah. Friends, let us over and over again contemplate and remember this day when we will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reckon our lives. He will account us for everything we said, everything we have done in this life. حاسبوا قبل أن تحاسبوا. Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه used to say, حاسبوا قبل أن تحاسبوا. Reckon yourself before you are reckoned for on the day of Qiyamah. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
take account of your life, take stock of your life whilst you are in this world. Before taking any step, question yourself, is this permissible? Is this haram? Is this prohibited? Is this dived? Is this beneficial in the hereafter? If not, is it beneficial in this world? If not, is it harmful in the hereafter? Is it going to push me away from the dearness of my Creator? Is it going to bring upon me the displeasure of my Creator? Is it going to earn me the pleasure of my Lord? Question yourself. Have you come to ask me? Reckon yourself before you are reckoned on the day of Qiyamah. And only take that step if it is beneficial for you in the hereafter, or it is beneficial for you in this world and not harmful for you in the hereafter. Otherwise, don't take that step. وَكُلُّ سَلِينِ وَكَلِينِ مُصْتَفَرِ Each and every item is being written down by the scribe. كِرَامُ الْكَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفَعَلُونَ They are fully aware of what you are doing. And they are writing down each and every detail. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ No mind your actions. The word that you utter is immediately noted down. Any word that you utter, it is immediately noted down by the angels. Let us contemplate, let us sit down once a week in solitude, in the darkness of the night, in a very quiet corner of our bedroom, and think about this day. Think about the days that have already passed. How many years have passed? I became married at the age of 15, now I am 25, 10 years have passed. What have I done in these 10 years to become deserving of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What should have been my objective and what was my objective? Where have I spent my life? In doing what? And how much more time is left? I am 25. Do I have any guarantee that I will live till I am 60? Do I have any guarantee that I will live till I am 50? It's possible that after becoming baligh, I only had 25 years and 6 months. Only had 10 years and 6 months. So it's possible that 10 years have already gone, and I only have 6 months left. And it's possible that only 6 days are left. It's possible only 6 hours are left. It's possible only 6 minutes are left. And it's possible it's only 6 seconds are left. Think, my friends. Think about your future. Think about your everlasting future. Think about your eternal future. Take stock of your life. Once a week at least, if not every day. Think about that moment of departure from this world. Think about the qabr. Think about the hashr. Think about the day when you and I will be presented to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to help ourselves to make our life, eternal life, more better, more prosperous, more flourishing. We need to worry more about the eternal life than the temporary life. So the people will be divided into three parts, three categories. One category will go without any account, without even appearing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other party, the other group, the other category will be brought to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah will not take any reckoning and will take the decision and grant them entry into Jannah. And the third party, third category, will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will account them for each and every second of their life. The third category will be handed over their book of deeds in their left hand. This will be an indication that he has failed. This will be an indication that he has gone through a severe reckoning. And the second party will be granted their book of deeds in the right hand. This will be an indication that he has gone through a light reckoning and he has become successful. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ The one who will be given his book of deeds in his right hand, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا That will be an indication that he has gone through the kitabe yaseer. He has gone through the arz. He has gone through the light level. وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا. He will return from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the book of deeds in his right hand, with happiness to his family, to his wife, to his children, to his friends. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَ. And he will say to everybody, read my book of deed, read my book of deed, read my book of deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me entry into Jannah. These will be the good people. These will be the pious people. These will be the people who followed the teaching of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These will be the people who suppress their desires to fulfill the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Happily, this person will go to his family, friends, and he will say, هَاُ مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. Read my book of deed. Look at the book of deed. Allah has granted me my book of deed in my right hand. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ. Indeed, when I was in the world, I believed that the day of reckoning is to come. And while believing, I prepare for the day of reckoning. This is what I am asking you to do, my friend. We believe that the day of reckoning is to come, but we are not preparing. We are not contemplating. We are not thinking about the day of reckoning. We try to brush it aside. Yes, death is going to come. Yes, the day of Qiyamah is going to come. Yes, people will one day ditch me in the grave. Everybody will leave me there, nobody will even remember me. But that will not come. After my GCSEs, after my A-levels, after my degree, after I set up my business, after my children have settled down, after. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khiraya, dawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya, budhape ne phir aage kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar degi bilkul sataya. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khiraya. When you were in your childhood, all you did was pray. I will worry about my hereafter when I grow, when I become young, when I become a youth. Jawani na fir tujhko majnu banaya. When you become a youth, you became insane. You are not prepared to listen to anybody. You are not prepared to accept the authority of anybody. Neither the authority of the parents nor the authority of the creator. Budhape ne fir aage kya kya sataya. And in this way you reach your old age. You reach your old age because you have spent all your life in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fulfilling your desire, never worrying about the desire and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when you are in your old age, because this is the first step towards the akhirah, the torment will begin. The punishment will begin. Flashbacks of the past and worry about the future, the grave. The hashr, the hisab. And because of continually sinning, the spiritual aspect of your life would have become so weak that you will not be able to stand up against shaitan in those final moments of your life. Regret will haunt you. Remorse will haunt you. What will happen to me at the time of death? What will happen to me at the time of death? What will happen to me when I go in the grave? Budhape ne fir aage kya kya sataya. And while in this state, ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. Ajal, death. Ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. The death will exterminate you totally. Yehi tujhko dhun hai rahu sab se bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Jiya karta hai kya yun hi marne wala. Tujhe usne zahir mein dhoke nikala. We have been deceived by the glitter of this world, my friend. We have been deceived by the creatures of this world. This youth will not remain forever. This healthy life will not remain forever. This wealth will not remain forever. These friends will not remain our friends forever. This status, this authority that we enjoy today will not remain forever. In this world, everything perishes. Everything is real to perish except for the creator. Only the good amal will be preserved in the band of the hereafter forever. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَعْدٍ. What is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain forever and ever, and what is with you will perish. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam was one day flying in the air on his throne, and a shepherd grazing his goats. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam in this condition. And he either said, Subhanallah or Allahu Akbar. Either he said, Subhanallah or he said, Allahu Akbar. And the feeling inside was that, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, may Allah be glorified. He is so pure that he could give Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam a rule that no human can, no intellect of the human can comprehend. Such authority over the animals, authority over jinn, authority over the wind. He controls everything, Subhanallah. Allah is so pure, Allah be glorified. Or he said, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. If Sulaiman is so great, then what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Allah is more greater than Sulaiman. The winds were under the control of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. They were all the time doing their intelligence work. So this Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, was heard by Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam flying in the air. Upon the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he came down. And he called the shepherd. And he said, what did you say a few minutes ago? He became frightened. He said, I didn't mean any disrespect to you. I did know when I saw you in this greatness, I remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I said, Subhanallah, or I said, Allahu Akbar. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam said, don't worry. I have come to give you a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Compared to your saying Subhanallah and compared to your saying Allahu Akbar, the kingdom of Sulaiman is nothing. The kingdom of Sulaiman is nothing. The reward that you will acquire for saying Subhanallah or for saying Allahu Akbar, that reward is far more greater than 70 kingdoms of Sulaiman. Why? Because the kingdom of Sulaiman, whether it is 1, whether it is 70, whether it is 70 million, whether it is 70 million, will one day come to an end. But the reward that you have acquired by saying Allahu Akbar or Subhanallah or Alhamdulillah will never come to an end. It will bear fruit eternally. Our aman, our deeds are limited, they are definite. But the reward will be indefinite. The reward will be unlimited. So do not be deceived by the greatness of this world, my friend. Suppress your desires for a few minutes, a few moments. The more you suppress your desires, the more it will become easier to suppress in the future. And the more you fulfill your desires, the more it will become difficult to suppress your desires in the future. These are the greatest of the world. I want to be the coolest in the community. I want to be the coolest in my circle. I want to be the boss. I want to be the leader. I want to have the best mobile. I want to have the best car. I want to have the best jacket. This is your only intoxication that you want to remain right at the top. You want to be number one. When we are young, this is how we feel. Yehi tujhko dunya rahu sabse bala. Wo zinat nirali ho fashion nirala. You want to be unique in your adornment and you want to be unique in your fashion. Jiya karta hai, kya yahi marne wala. The poet is asking that the one who is going to die one day, is this the type of life that he spends? This jacket, that jacket, this car, this pair of jeans, this pair of shoes, that pair of shoes. Is that the type of life? That person spends who is going to go in the grave and sleep in the grave. Jiya karta hai, kya yahi marne wala, tujhe husn-e zahir mein dhoke nikala. The glitter of this world has deceived me. Come out of this, my friends. Come out of this. Come out of these glitters of this world. And always think about the glitters of the hereafter. Glitters of the hereafter, glitters of Jannah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that one tree in Jannah will be so large, one tree with so many branches, that its shadow will extend so much that if an Arabian horse with its full speed was to run in that shadow for 100 years will finish with the shadow of the trees. If this is one tree, then what about the Jannah with millions of trees? What are we doing, my friend? What are we doing? Think for a moment. For these paltry pleasures of this world, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe 1 hour, maybe 2 hours, you consume blood, for how long do you get the pleasure? Half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours? adultery, fornication, for how long do you enjoy the pleasure? Half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours? You go in the club, for how long do you enjoy? 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours? So these measures, he sacrifices his jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us wake up from our sleep, from our slumber. And let us make a firm resolution that from today, the goal in life is going to be the acquisition of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. And in order to acquire this pleasure, whatever sacrifice I have to give, I am prepared to give that sacrifice. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاكٍ حِسَابِيَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from this group. Look at my book of deeds. Look at my book of deeds. This is in my right hand. I'm going in Jannah. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاكٍ حِسَابِيَةً. How did I acquire this? Because I had believed when I was in the world that this day is going to come. And after believing, I made all the preparations for it. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. He will be in a very comfortable life. Even before being in Jannah, he will be in a very comfortable life. He will be under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after being granted entry into Jannah, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ فَالْقُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. The angels will say, As-salamu alaykum, As-salamu alaykum. The angels will say, As-salamu alaykum, As-salamu alaykum. And in the Maya Sharif, we find a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the people of Jannah will enter Jannah, will say, As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-Jannah. Allah will say, As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-Jannah. May the peace of Allah be upon you, the people of Jannah. Your birth is greeting you today. Salamun alaykum. Tayyibatum. You are pure in the world life because you did not make your heart filthy with the filth of sin. And as soon as you have committed a sin, overcome by lust, shaitan, environment, whatever, you have repented and purified your heart. Salamun alaykum tibtum, you remain purified in the world, so today you enter Jannah purified. Fadkhuluha khalidin, enter into Jannah forever and ever. Forever and ever. Let us prepare for this thing, my friend. Let us prepare for this thing. All we need to do is to, in the initial stages, force ourselves a little bit. Force ourselves a little bit. It's like somebody whose arm is very weak. So when he exercises to make his muscles stronger, in the initial stage he finds it very difficult. When he lifts the weight, when he does exercise, he finds it very difficult. So in the first week it is very difficult. In the second week also, but less difficult than the first week. In the third week it is less difficult than the second week. And a time will come when he will find it difficult to a certain extent, but he will enjoy his exercise. Although he will puff and beam, but he will enjoy. So similarly, in the first few months, a few weeks, we find it very difficult. Because spiritually we are very weak. But the only way to become strong is to go through this bigger exercise. We have to force ourselves. That is the only way. This is the only way. This is the only way. We have to go through this bigger exercise. Our eyes wish to gaze at something lustfully. We have to force the eyes not to gaze. Our heart desires to see films on television. We have to force ourselves not to watch. Our heart desires adultery, fornication, drugs, alcohol, music. We have to force ourselves. In the first few weeks, it will be very difficult. In the second few weeks, it will be difficult, but not as much as the first few weeks. And so on. A time will come where it will seem difficult, but you will find enjoyment out of these difficulties. How ukra kitabiyah? Anni zanantu anni mulaqil kitabiyah. Fahuwa fi ishatin radiyah. He will be in a comfortable life in Jannah. Fi jannatin aliyah. In very high mansion in Jannah. Fi jannatin aliyah. Kutufuha daniyah. Fi jannatin aliyah. High mansion. Allah will grant him whatever he desires. Again in Jannah there will be two categories. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Two categories. Those who are very impious, those who had to go through many circumstances to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, someone like me who spends all his time in a madrasa does not have to go through this vigorous training that a young man will have to go through who attends the college or university. If I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while remaining within the four walls of my madrasa, and if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while attending college and university, then on the day of Qiyamah, the jannah that you will get will be much higher than the jannah that I will get. because you are giving more sacrifice than them. They will look at them in Jannah also. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Those of the latter categories will have to ask for things. Oh Allah, I want this and Allah will immediately grant this. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And those of the higher category, they will not even have to ask, they will only wish and it will be there. They will only wish and it will be there. He will be lying on his couch in Jannah with all the comfort around him. And only the thorn will come in his mind that I want to eat a banana. And immediately the tree will grow in front of him, and in the next second, a bunch of banana will be ready to peel for him. He will be reclining on his couch, and he will have the desire to eat a kabab of a particular bird. So the desire is there, and immediately he will see that bird flying, and bird slaughtered and cleaned, and there in a few seconds the kabab is there in front of him. Allahu Akbar. This is all for us in Jannah. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِنْ مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسِنٍ. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِنْ مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسِنٍ. In Jannah, it is rivers of water. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِنْ مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسِنٍ. But this water will be so pure that it will never go bad. It will never become foul. Always pure. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِنْ مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسِنٍ. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ. And rivers of milk will be filled, rivers of water, rivers of milk, which again, the taste of which will never change. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. Rivers of wine will be flowing, the taste of which will be very, very lazeez, it will be very tasty. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ حَسَنٍ مُصَفَّى. And rivers of pure honey will be flowing. Rivers of honey, rivers of milk, rivers of wine, rivers of water, pure water. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and for you, in Jannah will be every type of fruit. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you his مَغْفِرَةٍ. And he will say, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. Today, I am announcing my happiness for you, and I am making a promise to you that I will never become unhappy with you. I will never become unhappy with you. Here, the highest person of the most highest category will always have this fear lurking behind his head that I may do something wrong tomorrow, that may displease my creator. Even the Nabi used to fear, even the Sahaba used to fear. But once you were in Jannah, no fear. Because there no person will become sick, no person will become old. No person will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will always remain happy. في جنة عالية. High mansions in Jannah. قطوفها دانية. قطوفها دانية. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you Jannah with trees that you have so many fruits on them that the branches will be leaning. And when he is walking through the Jannah, fruits will be all around him. قطوفها دانية. It won't take him long to pluck the fruits. And the angel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to this person, كُلُوا وَشَرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Eat and drink. Eat and drink. Why? Why are you doing all this? Because of what you did when you were in the world. بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. On the contrary, the person who will be granted his book of deed in his left hand, who will have to go through munakasha, Allah will stop him. Stop. I want to check you. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. The one who is given the book of deed in his left hand, he will not be able to show it to anybody. He will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. Only if I was not given this book of deed. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ. Only if death came to me and I died forever. And then he will say that in the world, my mission was to hold wealth all the time. And number two, kingdom and authority, kingdom and authority, kingdom and authority. I want to be the most influential in the community. So two things destroy a person, love for fame and love for wealth. These are the two things that have destroyed the people of the past. These are the two things that have prevented people from accepting the truth. Love for wealth and love for fame. He will say, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. Today, my wealth is gone, my fame is gone. My wealth, my fame, has not been able to help me in the hereafter. and he will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. So friends, this is my message to you today, that let us remember that one day we have to depart. We have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those people who are granted entry into Jannah without any miracle. And when we make this dua, then there is a sign of the acceptance of that dua here. Because these are those people who will have the highest grade of tawakkul, highest grade of taqwa. If after making this dua over and over again, if our life changes to the better, then that means Allah is taking us towards that. But if we stay the same, and then if we just depend on that dua, then we are fooling ourselves. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala included the first category, included among the second category. But therein, if our book of deeds is being filled with evil, how can we expect to be in the second category? When we say to Allah, Allahumma hafidhni kitabi yusira, oh Allah, grant me a life recurring, that means improve my life to such an extent that I become very pious, and my book of deeds is filled with good deeds, so that when I am presented to your court, you will be happy with me and you will see just going to Jannah. We have to work hard, we have to exert effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely Ghafoor, most forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely Rahim, most merciful. But He is Ghafoor and He is Rahim for those people who attract His forgiveness and who attract His mercy. Not for those people who do nothing to attract His mercy, who do nothing to attract His forgiveness. We have to attract His forgiveness, we have to attract His mercy. And in order to attract His mercy, in order to attract His forgiveness, we have to pull our socks and we have to work, we have to exert effort. We have to try to become good. We have to suppress our desires. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins, and through His compassion, through His mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a gentle push which will take us towards the highest day of taqwa, and which will include us from among those people who will enter Jannah inshallah with tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا الذي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا الذي إليها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. O Alhamdulillah, Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. O the most forgiving, forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of our parents, forgive the sins of our family, forgive the sins of our friends, forgive the sins of our associates, forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Allah, forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Allah, forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Alhamdulillah, Rahimeen, we have wasted our life in your disobedience. O Alhamdulillah, Rahimeen, today we realize we make a firm resolution that from today we will do everything to please you. O Allah, grant us steadfastness on this invention. O Allah, grant us steadfastness on this resolution. O Alhamdulillah, make acquiring of your pleasure easy for us. O Alhamdulillah, for as long as you keep us on this world, keep us with Iman. O Alhamdulillah, when you take us from this world, take us with Iman. When you take us from this world, take us whilst you are heavy with us. O Alhamdulillah, save us from every disobedience. O Alhamdulillah, instill in our heart hatred for your disobedience, and instill in our heart the love for your obedience. O Alhamdulillah, make our easy for us, save us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. O Alhamdulillah, grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning. O Alhamdulillah, if you have decreed reckoning for us, grant us a life reckoning. O Alhamdulillah, grant us shade under your throne on the day of Qiyamah. O Alhamdulillah, make Qusirat easy for us, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Alhamdulillah, grant us protection from Shaitan and Nafs. Grant us protection from Shaitan and Nafs. Grant us protection from Shaitan and Nafs. O Alhamdulillah, convey the Ummah of your Nabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Alhamdulillah, save God each and every individual of the Ummah. O Alhamdulillah, save God each and every individual of the Ummah. O Alhamdulillah, save God each and every individual of the Ummah. O Alhamdulillah, all the good things that your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant us those good things. And every evil from which the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, grant us refuge. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.